Welcome to Direct Line with Greg Taylor and Stephanie Spangler. Direct Line, religious topics without preaching, mixing politics and religion and not shying away from controversy. You're not going to find all your answers, but you will always find an opinion. This is Direct Line. And now your hosts, Greg Taylor and Stephanie Spangler.
Well, welcome to Direct Line. It's Wednesday, April 10. Greg and Steph, we've got a great show planned. At the bottom of the hour, Mariah Hansen and Daisha Robinson from the Women's Care Clinic are going to be with us. They've got a great event coming up at the end of the month that I will be at and you will be at.
Yep.
The celebration at Crossroads Christian Church. More about that. But I have to begin today with eclipse mania.
It's quite the week.
Yeah.
Quite the day.
So were you just arising Monday morning in anticipation of the eclipse?
No.
No? Garrett, were you into the whole eclipse mania? Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay, did you get your glasses?
I got my glasses. Yeah. I went down to Marshall, so I could be in the path of totality.
Was Marshall 100%?
Yes.
We had some people in Paris, not quite as far. Well, wait, I actually... No, Paris is
just
close.
A little bit north.
Okay, yeah, but I think they were 100% as well.
Were, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that you had to be in totality for it to really to be impactful.
Yeah. Yes. If you're not in totality, you can't look at it without the glasses. But when you're in totality, you can actually take the glasses off and
really?
See. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's when it's safe to take the glasses off.
I did not know that.
Because there's not enough sunlight directly hitting you.
But
because, it's truly...
Garrett, why was it like four minutes that you could look at it directly? Isn't it constantly moving? So why
the maximum was about 4 to 5 minutes, mm-hmm. but where I was only about 2 to 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
But it's just because the moon, obviously it moves so slow. Mm-hmm. It moves fast in the grand scheme of things.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, to us, from our perspective, it just moves so slow. But
so did you go with friends?
I just went with my fiance and we went down there and made a day out of it.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people.
Were
the
there?
We saw license plates from Minnesota, Iowa. There was, I think we saw one from Montana.
Wow.
And Wisconsin. So a lot of people traveling from, up in the northern states. Obviously we're pretty north, but it was pretty crazy. So,
yeah.
So Ben Smith, our buddy,
right.
who really was such an integral part of Direct Line Radio, our first year when we were kind of in lockdown. And recorded for us. He made the trip to Vincennes and hung out at the YMCA, and they were going to do it as a fundraiser, $20 a car. Only two cars showed up to be a part of it. So they kind of had the whole parking lot to themselves. But the crazy thing with all of this is that I really was not into it, but I kept getting pulled into it. My wife, I think 15 times reminded me, do not look in the sun. Do not look in the sun. So I was just going to not do anything with it. Well, I went to lunch with my buddy Paul DeArmond, and he had some glasses for me.
Yeah.
So we took a selfie in my car, parked in his driveway, and her comment to me was, "You're not supposed to drive with the glasses on." So shout out to my wife for taking care of me.
Yeah, that's right.
But you could not drive with those glasses on because,
you really cannot see anything
unless you're looking into the sun.
Yeah, when I put them on, I was like, "How am I supposed to see this?" Because I just put them on in the house, and then I went outside. And once you see the sun, it looks fake. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
But the whole experience was really cool. It was a surreal moment. It's like one of those things where I didn't see the hype around it, but once it went into totality and you could take off your glasses, it didn't look real. It looked like it looks exactly like the pictures show
on TV. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah, and it's like it's truly one of those things where it feels creepy because it really everything just goes quiet, and you're like, wow, it feels like you're standing still in time. So it was a cool experience.
So we had kind of a segregated experience at Second Church. The guys were in the back parking lot, and the gals were up front, which I didn't know. I thought you were all just blowing it off. I didn't know.
No,
was that like a secret plan?
No.
Okay.
I don't know how that happened.
Organically?
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Those glasses cost, $1.50 a
piece? Not much.
Were they really okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if I trusted them.
I don't know. I mean, the ones that I got were from Chittick. So trust in Chittick.
But
no, from what I've the film that they use is very, it's just I don't know exactly the science behind it, but it's just good at blocking rays.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it
literally looks like, if you saw it, it's so weird.
It
doesn't look real. So you're just like, what is going on?
No, it didn't
here?
Get dark here. We were like 98.5%, something like that.
Yeah.
But it did get darker,
Dusky.
What was it like in Marshall?
It was dark, but it was only like it kind of looked like it was after the sun had already set, but it's still a little bit light out. It wasn't pitch black or anything.
Yeah.
But I think what the cool part about it was like the street lights and stuff came on around. And, you know, even like some people's headlights in their cars because they had their run. Automatically came on and stuff like that. So it was truly like, I mean, I was wild. I got goosebumps from it because, you
That's cool.
it was truly one of those things. I'm going to try and explain this as best and as quickly as possible. But
yeah.
When you have the glasses on and you're watching it, you know, you can see the moon inching closer and closer and closer to where it's like it's just a little, you know, they call it the nail or whatever
right.
it is.
Right.
And even when there was a tiniest sliver and I took my glasses off, all I could see was sunlight and you couldn't see that it was being blocked by the moon at all.
Wow.
But right, like when I had the glasses on, when it finally covered it, you couldn't see the sun at all in the glasses. It was just gone. It was black. But when you took them off, you could see the ring around it. So it's like,
that's cool.
It's truly, if you're not in the path of totality, you can't look at it at all because there's just so much sunlight. Yeah. And it, like that kind of blew my mind. It's just like how much sunlight and UV ray and radiation is coming off of the sun. I was like, wow.
So I want to make an announcement. This doesn't happen again until 2044, 20 years from now. If I am alive in 2044, I'm going to take this more seriously. And I'm going to lean into my grandson, hopefully other grandchildren, and try to make a big deal about it. So
the biggest thing that happened to me was that rooster crowed.
Yes.
Did you hear it?
No. Across the street?
Yeah.
Wow.
Twice or several times.
Wow. Let's say twice. That's very biblical.
Is it?
So, Peter.
Three times, Peter.
Peter denied three times and then the rooster crowed twice. I think that's what the text says.
That's
so,
So,
so is this like confession time for you? Do you have something to confess?
I have
nothing
to
denying?
Confess.
Or, okay, I didn't know. All right.
No,
okay,
I'm
all
just
right,
saying
right.
that was the most interesting thing that happened.
That's
it was
cool.
A little anticlimactic up here.
Yeah.
I think it would have been better in the totality, but I was a little like, well, whatever.
Now, I could
understand why like if you weren't in the totality and you were watching, you'd be like, okay, this is kind of cool, but
it was great for a couple minutes and then I went back to work, right?
It's one of those things where it's like the totality or, you know, the coverage starts like an hour before the actual totality. So we were just sitting there for an hour
hanging out. Yeah.
Baked by the sun. So.
Right. Well, here's something I will say. Multiple people reached out to me, some from our church, some from other connections, and they wanted to know, did I think that this was going to be like when Jesus came back? Or did I think that there was going to be some catastrophic world event? I got something about like the seven Ninevehs and the seven Salems and all of this. And I guess my message through all of it is, if we're Christians, we need to be ready, you know, and maybe Jesus will use, you know, a total eclipse of the sun. Maybe he'll just come back tomorrow, you know, but I think it's always dangerous to try to read too much. I've had people, you know, they read this verse from Ezekiel or they read this verse from Daniel and, you know, is that Saddam Hussein? Is that, you know, Osama bin Laden, whatever it may be. So
when it went dark, when Jesus died that day, do you think that was an eclipse?
That was 3 hours.
I know it was 3 hours.
Makes you wonder.
What kind of event was that?
Yeah, I think it was a statement from God, is what I think that
it
was.
But would it have been?
But I think, it could be. But I mean, this was 4 minutes, you know, that was 3 hours. So pretty wild.
And we went wild over 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Imagine what they did.
I know.
For 4 hours.
I know. Pretty wild. Well, hey, let's go to break.
Okay.
When we come back, I've got some things I want to discuss with you, including Second Chance Month at Second Church and some other really cool things that are unfolding in April. It's Wednesday, April the 10th. Greg and Steph on Direct Line. We'll be right back after this.
You want to be confident that your investments are working for you. Wouldn't it be nice to know that you don't have to go far for the guidance to help make that happen? Dean Crandall works right here in Danville at Morgan Stanley's local office. As your financial advisor, Dean can help create a wealth plan and help you manage your investments, and he can help you work towards a comfortable retirement too. To make an appointment with Dean Crandall, call 217-477-0025. Morgan Stanley Smith Marney LLC. Member SIPC.
Hans Tank Wash is proud to support the Women's Care Clinic. Let's hear now from Interim Co-Director Mariah Hansen.
Women's Care Clinic in Danville provides the love and support every woman deserves during pregnancy. The best news is all our services are free. Free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds for pregnancy confirmation, and even free consultations with medical professionals. And that's not all. We offer parenting education, mentoring for moms and dads, and help with adoption planning. We also work closely with many community agencies for all the support our families need. More than anything, Women's Care Clinic offers hope, compassion, and care to our clients of every age and background. We'd love to have you join us. To learn more, volunteer, or make a gift, visit danvillewcc.org or call 217-431-0987. Women's Care Clinic in Danville, changing lives one decision at a time.
Robinson Chiropractic wants you to know that you're never too young or old to benefit from chiropractic care. Robinson Chiropractic can help increase your mobility and range of motion. Plus, regular alignments just make you feel better. Come get acquainted today. Robinson Chiropractic is located at the corner of Vermillion and Poland Road in Danville, also in Hoopston, Westville, and Watsika. Make an appointment today at robchiro.com. That's robchiro.com.
You're listening to Direct Line on 1490 WDAN.
Welcome back to Direct Line. It is Wednesday, April 10. It's Greg and Steph. And Steph, we could not do Direct Line without some incredible sponsors. Who we saying thank you to?
Well, we're thankful to Don and Deanna Witzel with McDonald's, the Darby family with Sunset Funeral Home, the team at Hans Tank Wash, Dean and Gina Crandall with Morgan Stanley, Bill and Mary Lou Knight with Lakewood Insurance, and Chris and Daisha Robinson with Robinson Chiropractic, who we're going to have Daisha in our studio here pretty soon.
Speaking of Chris and Daisha, Daisha's joined us. We're going to talk about some church stuff because we got Mariah Hansen coming. But Daisha, thank you very much for your continued sponsorship of Direct Line Radio.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm just excited. This is your first appearance on
Direct
Line.
This is my debut.
Now, how nervous are you? You don't look nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Good. Good. Hey, Steph, Second Chance Month at Second Church is happening, and I am super excited about this Sunday because Jermaine Wilson is making his way from Leavenworth, Kansas. Do you know where Leavenworth, Kansas is?
No,
I don't
idea.
Either. But he's coming in. He's the mayor of Leavenworth, Kansas, but he is a former, I think, federal inmate who found Jesus in prison. Now works with Prison Fellowship, and he's coming to tell our story, and it's going to be a great day.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Why do you think you've been in the prison, I know at least a couple times, probably more than that. Why do you think prison ministry matters? Why is that a good thing for Second Church?
Well, I think, didn't Jesus say in the New Testament,
Matthew 25.
You visit me in prison.
Yeah.
And that's a high calling. And anytime I've ever been in there, and specifically, I think the last time I was there, one of the guys, when we were doing prayer requests, just said, thank you so much for coming here. And, you know, listening to their prayer requests, they're the same as our prayer requests. Their family, their children, their parents, the people that they care about and love. So I think that it's an opportunity for us to just be Jesus.
Yeah.
By being willing to go and be present with them.
You know, when my mom learned that we were doing prison ministry and I was going in, like, she pretty much flipped out. She's like, you can't do that. You know, you're going to be a grandpa. You cannot do that. And I'm like, Mom, I don't think you're understanding what is unfolding. We sing songs of praise.
Right.
And hands are lifted high. And it's like you said, Alan Thompson is one of the people that is a part of our team. He leads the prayer time when he goes in. It's just, it's incredible, you know?
Yeah.
We preach, you know? It's the only place I preach regularly where they want more, not less, you know? When I say, you know, I'm wrapping up at Second Church of Christ, I can see looks of, you know, okay.
People clap.
But they want you to just keep rolling. Now, I realize it's a different dynamic. It's a different situation, but...
You have a captive audience.
Yeah, it is a captive audience, but they are hungry.
Right.
And, you know, I had a comment last time I was there. I was there on Monday, Thursday with Terry and Molly, and I was walking out. One of the guys came up, and he said, do you remember praying for me last month about my parole that was coming up? And I prayed with him. He goes, your prayers are working. He said, and he shared some things that I won't share on the air. But, I mean, just this excitement that... You know, people are praying for me, and I see God answering my prayers, and man, it's a highlight.
And people like your mom and my mom probably have they don't know how it is. I mean, we're safe when we go there.
Right.
There's nothing going to happen to us. So.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. So anyway, that's happening this week. Next week on Direct Line, we are going to have Dale Daniil in studio, and he's going to talk again about CORE. CORE is... an organization that has launched in our community mm-hmm. that is trying to help men as they leave prison, right. get assimilated into mm-hmm. society, find a place to live, find a job. One of the real challenges with just the prison reality is recidivism mm-hmm. and the number mm-hmm. of people that mm-hmm. they're back in and they're back mm-hmm. in. That's been some of the prayer requests that we've had at right. chapel is, you know, will you pray that this time I don't, you know, end up back where I began.
Or so, praying for their buddies.
Right. Absolutely.
This one just left and pray yep. that he doesn't come back.
Yeah. Know? So that's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Really excited. Hey, couple other things that are on the docket at Second Church this month. Mm-hmm. The Ladies Spring Brunch.
Right.
It is a brunch.
Right.
Is this week.
It is. This Saturday.
And,
sold out.
I would say get your tickets, but they're sold
no
out.
More tickets left.
And so you excited?
Yeah, of course.
Why are
it's
you excited?
A great event. It's a fun event just yeah. to have a bunch of women get together. And
yeah.
There's usually some funny things that happen.
Yes, yes.
And some great giveaway gifts.
Yes.
So, but, and I'm also excited because my daughter's coming and she's yeah. going to sing with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so I love the fact that we're doing it. And shout out to Donna Daniil mm-hmm. for her really good work
right.
on put because it hasn't happened for several years.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, with COVID, they didn't do it.
Right.
We've had some other women's events, but this particular right. one has just come back.
And then a week from Friday, Secret Church. Mm-hmm. And Daisha, your husband, Chris, is kind of the driving force
sure
behind Secret Church.
Yeah.
And Secret Church is a gathering that takes place on a Friday night at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be done at midnight or never done at midnight. But David Platt is an American preacher in the Washington, D.C. area and one of my favorite Christian communicators to listen mm-hmm. to. And this year it's on the Book of Ruth, which I just love the Book mm-hmm. of Ruth. Mm-hmm. But talk a little bit about your husband. I didn't give you this question mm-hmm. ahead of time, but why do you think he is so passionate? Because he's one of the most passionate Bible study people that I know. I mean, when we talk a lot, he loves to just talk about the Word of God. Is that from you? Have you planted that seed?
No. He does. He's really into, apologetics. He loves mm-hmm. to debate things in the most polite way. Like
yeah.
he really wants to learn
yeah.
more. He loves to think and know what other people think and
yeah.
really,
yeah.
just dissect scripture.
Yeah.
He loves David Platt.
Yeah.
David Platt's very radical.
Yeah.
And
that's the name of his organization.
Yeah.
Radical.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So,
right.
I mean, sometimes when he tells me things about David Platt, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I'm like,
yeah.
we're about to sell everything and live in a yurt somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, which, you know, but,
yeah,
he started, I honestly can't remember how he first heard about it. But it started with the tiny group that
right.
he had
at the office,
at our
right?
office.
Yeah,
and
right.
so I'm so happy that he was able to
oh.
now get so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm always home with the kids. So
yeah.
I
yeah.
haven't done that. But to me, the most absolutely radical thing is that Chris Robinson's up at midnight.
I know.
Or later, because he's a very, we go to bed
early
pretty
to bed.
Early.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
The fact that he stays awake.
And I don't
impressed.
Know if you remember last year, we had Secret Church Friday night. We had the Ides Food Pack Saturday
yes.
morning. So,
and this year,
they're different dates, I think. But does he have something?
He
oh,
has a
wow.
conference in Chicago, and they're meeting to drive to Chicago at 5 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, just stay up.
So,
grab that
wow.
coffee
yeah.
and just stay up.
Now, for our listeners, Secret yes. Church, is this like, you're not telling people that you're coming to this? It's a secret?
No, this
what
is to try to give you the idea of what it's like to be a Christian in a place like Afghanistan.
Okay.
A Christian in Iran, okay. someplace that's very hostile mm-hmm. to the gospel. You know, we're proud and loud about our gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put it on Facebook mm-hmm. every week, come to mm-hmm. church this
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of countries that if you did that, mm-hmm. people would mess with you in horrific ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I think it's to give you the idea. Okay. What would it be like if, and I hope this never happens, but what if we couldn't gather publicly?
Mm-hmm.
What if as Christians we had to do it in secret at your house or my house or
mm-hmm.
Steph's house, and we had to do it on a Friday night late? You know,
mm-hmm.
we had to do it with the lights dimmed low.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what it was like in the first century. You know, that's probably
mm-hmm.
what Christians in places like Rome were experiencing
mm-hmm.
as the persecution of Nero and some of the other emperors unfolded.
So if somebody's listening and they want to come, how do they?
Reach out to me, Greg@secondchurch.com, or our telephone number at the church.
Which is? 217-442-7306.
You're going to have that memorized before long. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. But you can come for free. We have been able to bless the first 25 people that sign up, and I think we're getting to that limit, but the cost is, you know, negligible beyond that, and would love to see people come out. Even if you're not part of a second church or any church, you will be blessed. Right. It's a great time. And again, that's Friday night, April 19th. Two other things to highlight. We're going to go to break. New Testament University. We've had a kind of a hit with these extended teaching times. Jody Owens from Johnson University has come and taught about the Old Testament. But we got Dr. Chad Ragsdale. I knew him in college at Lincoln. He is the dean at Ozark Christian College. And he's going to be here on Sunday, April 28th. He's going to preach in all five venues that day.
Right.
But then from 2 to 5, he's going to teach on the book of Hebrews. Do you know anything about the book of Hebrews? You're going to learn a lot if you do.
We don't know who wrote it, right?
We don't know. It's probably the only New Testament book that there is just really no idea who wrote it. So that's going to be one of my questions for Chad. And I think he's going to say we'll find out someday. So, hey, let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk Women's Care Clinic and the great celebration that's taking place at the end of the month. It is Direct Line with Greg and Steph, Wednesday, April 10. We'll be right back.
Robinson Chiropractic wants you to know that you're never too young or old to benefit from chiropractic care. Robinson Chiropractic can help increase your mobility and range of motion. Plus, regular alignments just make you feel better. Come get acquainted today. Robinson Chiropractic is located at the corner of Vermillion and Poland Road in Danville, also in Hoopston, Westville, and Watsika. Make an appointment today at robchiro.com. That's robchiro.com.
Lakewood Insurance Agency can fulfill your farm and business insurance needs. As a result of our expertise in the insurance industry, we carefully examine your current coverages and recommend options best for your operation. Whether we insure you domestically or directly with Lloyd's of London, Lakewood has the experience to provide the best insurance for you. Service is most important in our agency. Bill and Mary Lou Knight and Justin Silver have your best interests at heart. Find Lakewood Insurance Agency on Facebook or call 217-260-5647.
You want to be confident that your investments are working for you. Wouldn't it be nice to know that you don't have to go far for the guidance to help make that happen? Dean Crandall works right here in Danville at Morgan Stanley's local office. As your financial advisor, Dean can help create a wealth plan and help you manage your investments, and he can help you work towards a comfortable retirement too. To make an appointment with Dean Crandall, call 217-477-0025. Morgan Stanley Smith Marty LLC. Member SIPC.
Introducing Aunt B. She is Sunset's new comfort dog. Not only will she comfort our guests, but she will also answer questions regarding youth and funerals. I'm Judy Fraser. I would suggest that you email Aunt B today.
Did you know that by planning your funeral or cremation ahead of time, you can lock in today's prices and make affordable monthly payments? I'm Judy Fraser, and if pre-planning is on your mind, I would suggest that you make just one phone call, Sunset Funeral Homes and Cremation Centers.
You're listening to Direct Line on 1490 WDAN.
Well, welcome back to Direct Line. It's Stephanie and Greg on Wednesday, April 10th.
Good job!
Yeah, last time you had me bring us in, I stumbled over my
words. You know, we've done Thursdays for 4 years.
And I'm still,
and I know.
I actually had lunch or breakfast with some ladies on Monday morning, and one of them said, you know, I got up on Thursday morning and turned on my radio because I needed to hear you, and then I realized, oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm just glad I show up on Wednesdays because sometimes I think I'm going to forget to come.
It was a totally selfish move on my part that I'm very thankful that I made, so I can go see my grandson occasionally,
right.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah. Me too.
Yes.
I
so,
like it. So,
anyway.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have in studio with us. Well, Daisha, you've been in studio with us for a few minutes, but joining Daisha is Mariah Hansen from the Women's Care Clinic. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks
you've
for having me.
You've been here a bunch.
Oh, yeah. I love being here.
We're glad that you're here. You have a big event coming up, I hear. Is that right?
Yeah.
You want to talk about that first?
Yeah, let's talk about it. So Celebration is April 26th, so we're about 2.5 weeks out. We're really excited because it's our annual event. Mm-hmm. So we'll have food. We'll have some really great speakers. We're having some live client testimonies, which we haven't had in a couple years. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. You guys will hear directly from them. But it's really just a time to celebrate Women's Care Clinic, what we've accomplished, what we've done, the ministry that it is. And also it's a fundraiser. So it's a time to give back and support the work that we do.
And what day is that again?
April 26th. That's a Friday evening. And it's at Crossroads in Danville.
Do you have to buy a ticket?
No, it's free.
So just you just show up?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So Deja, I wanted to ask you, you're one of the newer board members. I'm a new board member. I've only been for maybe 3 years, but why'd you, you got a lot going, you're a mom of three, you know, you're helping with a lot of stuff at Bismarck. Why did you make it a priority to be a part of the board at the Women's Care Clinic?
Honestly, I saw, I mean, it is something that's always been like near and dear to my heart, but I saw during COVID a Facebook post from a friend of mine that was talking about a lot of people posting their opinion about the Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
And this friend is a Christian and she is a mother. And her post, it kind of almost like offended me.
Yeah.
Because it was like, what are you doing? You know, you can have your opinion, but how are you supporting these women, these families?
Right.
You know, you're saying you need to do it this way. This is what's right. But are you helping them?
Right.
And I was like, you know, I was thinking, well, I, you know, we financially give to Women's Care Clinic, and it wasn't an association with Women's Care Clinic, her post, but just, you know, in general, I just didn't set well with me, but not at her. It was a very good question. Like, how are you helping? So I sort of put it on the back burner. And then Lynette asked me to lunch.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to probably just ask me to, you know, for a donation.
Right.
And she asked me to be on the board and I was surprised and I was really honored.
Yeah.
And I thought this seems like a God thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I just felt very, you know, like this is how, this is my next step in helping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I love what you said right there because, I am as passionate as you can get about the issue of life. Mm-hmm. If you listen to me preach or teach, I don't shy away from what I believe. But I do think that's an important thing that the Women's Care Clinic has leaned into. It's not just that we want to protect life, but it's abundant life and we want to help life. Mariah, talk a little bit about that. Why the Women's Care Clinic might be different from other organizations and that you're saying we are absolutely wanting to save babies, but we're not wanting to just say we saved a baby. We're wanting the very best life possible.
Yeah, we've really marketed that term abundant life because we believe that, you know, God came to give us life and life abundantly. And we believe that for all individuals, part of the family. So the mom, the dad, and the baby, the other kids as well. But I think we talk about this year at our Impact Celebration, how we're not just helping families in our community, but we're actually shifting the culture around life and we're shifting what we think about it, right? When we think about abundant life or just life in general, there can be a lot of hard things that come to the surface for everybody, I think that can be a hard conversation, but changing even the culture around how we talk about it beyond just helping with services, though that's so important, right?
Yeah.
The services are important, but we change the way that we even view the people that walk through the clinic and the way that we talk about it.
Yeah. I love the respect that you guys show to people. And one of the things that I think people need to understand, not every encounter you have ends like you would want it to end. But, you know, you have people that they keep coming back. You know, that's our moniker at Celebrate Recovery. Keep coming back. And I think that's the sign of a impacting ministry is that if you make a choice that maybe it's not what we would like you to do, we're still going to love you. There's still going to be grace.
Right.
So I think that's really, that's awesome. Deja, I've been really burdened just on a personal level at how the whole culture of even the conversation, you know, I see both political parties really don't want to deal with the issue. You know, it's just kind of like, can we just have this go away? We just don't want to talk about it. And yet, I mean, I think I'm called to talk about it. You know, I think God put me in this situation that I'm in with my story being adopted and the way that my life was transformed through the gift of adoption to talk about it. Do you see that as a challenge to talk about that issue today?
Yeah, I definitely do because it has turned very political and it has turned very divisive. And I just feel like the in every way that I try to approach any subject that can be, you know, that way is just with love. And I think it's easy to love people that agree with you.
Yeah.
But that is not all we're called to do.
Right.
And I think the first step in sort of bridging that gap is really, we do have to love everyone.
Yeah.
We really do. People that are different than us, that think differently than us.
Yeah.
Because they'll be a lot more likely to listen to us and feel that we do really care.
Yeah.
If they feel that, you know, love from us.
Yeah.
And that's what I love most about Women's Care Clinic, because, you know, we are there, the people in the office are there to help them make a decision, but it is out of love, because they realize it is a very difficult decision. They're there to support them. They are there for abundant life, abundant family. It is not just, we want to force you into this choice and then send you on your way and deal with that alone. Like, you know, they do offer services throughout, you know, the first year. They offer services for people who choose otherwise.
Right.
And that hopefully can bloom down the road into, you know, and it has four different choices. So,
I love it. You know, the Deeper Still ministry, I think they have their next gathering. I think it's this weekend that's taking place in the Bloomington Normal area, but they've really leaned into the abortion wounded heart is the language that they use. And it's men and women. And I think that's been a bad knock on guys like me for years, is that you hear a pro-life sermon, you hear a pro-life lesson, and if you're someone that has an abortion wounded heart and you've kept it to yourself, that doesn't help you. You know what I mean? Even though there's a lot of truth being spoken, there's not a lot of grace. And I know, Mariah, that's something that we're passionate about, is how can we minister to the abortion wounded heart? Mm-hmm. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Every time I speak, I mention it. I say, you know, because of this messaging, it can be hard if you've had an abortion, but there's grace and there's a place for healing. And I'm really excited because we're partnering with Deeper Still for some of our girls and women, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're 15 or 55, like there's a place for healing at Women's Care Clinic.
Absolutely.
And we just... this week are transforming one of our rooms at the clinic to be specific for post-abortive care because we believe we'll see an increase in that, and because women and men, they're worth investing in that way. Yeah. So
one of my ministries, I won't say where, I had a gentleman in his early 70s come up to me on a Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, and he said, I got to talk to you, and just broke down. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, when I was 22, I got my girlfriend pregnant, and we were both believers, and we both knew better, but it just seemed like we were going to ruin our lives if we had this baby. Yeah. And he goes, and I've never told anybody, and I've never been able to forgive myself. And it was just really awesome to be able to say, there's forgiveness, you know, this is not the unforgivable sin.
Yes.
And it's just, it was heartbreaking when it was over to think he's walked with that for 48 years,
you know,
and I guess maybe that's my message for people that are listening today, is if that's where you're at, these ladies that are with us today, man, they would love to talk with you. Mm-hmm. They'd love to have a conversation with you. I would love to have that conversation with you. I think it's really important. Mariah, let's go back to the celebration for just a moment. Can you tease any of the people they're going to share with us that night, or is it top secret information?
No, I can tease. Yeah, I'll give you a little sneak peek. So our client who's sharing live, she's a Bridges client.
Awesome.
And she's sharing with her advocate, Alita Randall. Yeah.
What is the Bridges?
Bridges is the motherhood program that we do. Mm-hmm. She just has a radical story of walking through really hard situation with her baby, and she's going to share that live. I'm really excited to hear it.
Yeah.
We also have a video testimony of somebody who came in and was pretty set on having an abortion, and, you know, just life. There was a lot going on. She was really scared and alone, and she actually chose to carry that baby, but she shares the really raw and nitty gritty of that, right? That was a really hard decision, but really worth it.
But I think that's important because I think a lot of times guys like me are like, well, of course you're going to make that choice. And you don't consider all the consequences, all the ramifications, especially if there's not a supportive male in your life.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or family.
Or family. Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of complexities into that decision.
There is when you have a family. I mean, bringing a child is difficult when you have a wonderful family, support system. And I think a lot of people just end up scared, and that seems like the easiest decision, quickest decision, to not have to face all of that. And sometimes I don't even think so much they don't want to face it, they just don't know how to.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It's that whole Staples easy button thing. We just think if I just do this, everything's going to be okay.
Right.
And maybe it seems that way for a season, but that's probably not going to last, unfortunately. Anything else that night? We got some good food. Is that right?
Good food. And then we're going to be hearing from our good friend, Paul DeArmond.
Yes.
He's going to be sharing live about, and we're going to honor him too. He did a lot last year, and he has a new goal this year. So he's built Paul's team. He's got t-shirts. Yeah. He's got, I mean, he is going all out for
I saw him yesterday at Liberty Estates. I was doing some nursing home visits, and he said, the shirts are in. The shirts are in.
So exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, let's go to break. When we come back, I don't know if you remember this, Dacia, or not. I know Mariah remembers this, but a year ago at this time, there was a lot of biting of the fingernails, just really nervousness, just about the state of things financially at the Women's Care Clinic. And, you know, there's never a time where a parachurch ministry is like, we're rolling in the dough. Everything's great. But it's a lot better in 2024 than it was in 2023. And I want to talk about why that is. You're listening to Direct Line. It is Wednesday, April the 10th. Greg and Steph with Dacia Robinson and Mariah Hansen from the Women's Care Clinic. We'll be right back after this.
This is Deanna from the Witzel Family McDonald's. Our family and staff enjoy being a part of your family's lives. From a stop at McDonald's on your way to work or planning a lunch with friends or coworkers, we understand
you
need
quick and friendly service with hot and fresh food. I'm Don Witzel. We strive to fill that need every day. Whether you're on your way home
from school or work, the Witzel Family McDonald's are waiting to serve you an afternoon snack or family dinner. This is Rob Witzel, along with my wife, Haley. We're thrilled to now be
serving our customers in Covington, Indiana. As a member of the family, we're proud of the
team's commitment to all of our customers and communities of the Witzel Family McDonald's in Covington, Danville, Georgetown, Hoopston, and Oakwood. This is Jason Spencer. Along with my wife, Katie, we invite you to stop by your favorite
Witzel Family McDonald's today. At McDonald's, we're a part of every community.
Now is a great time to join the Witzel Family McDonald's team. Competitive compensation, flexible hours, and locations across the area make McDonald's a smart choice. Apply today at mchire.com. That's mchire.com. Joining the Witzel Family McDonald's team is only a click away.
You know, it's easy to make promises. The hard thing is keeping them. Sunset promises to carry your load at a most difficult time. To the communities they serve, they promise to be there for your children, your churches, and your organizations. Sunset promises to help our veterans. They will support them with the same level of commitment these veterans had as soldiers defending our freedom. I'm Judy Fraser, and if you're looking for a family that keeps their promises, I would suggest you make just one phone call, Sunset Funeral Homes and Cremation Centers.
Lakewood Insurance Agency can fulfill your farm and business insurance needs. As a result of our expertise in the insurance industry, we carefully examine your current coverages and recommend options best for your operation. Whether we insure you domestically or directly with Lloyd's of London, Lakewood has the experience to provide the best insurance for you. Service is most important in our agency. Bill and Mary Lou Knight and Justin Silver have your best interests at heart. Find Lakewood Insurance Agency on Facebook or call 217-260-5647.
You're listening to Direct Line on 1490 WDAN.
Well, welcome back to Direct Line. Again, it's Stephanie and Greg with Dacia Robinson and Mariah Hansen from the Women's Care Clinic. And while you've been talking, I was thinking about, like, when I was a child, I don't remember hearing about this subject in church or, I mean, I grew up in church, and I don't remember ever hearing open conversations like this. And so, Dacia, it struck me that, you know, when you were answering the question about why you chose to be on the board, that you're influencing your children, and that maybe there's a generation that's going to grow up knowing, okay, there's a women's care clinic, mom is involved in it, and it might spark a passion for them, which may cause conversations down the line with their generation. You know, she's going to go off to college. Who knows what she's going to encounter at a university, and people that might find themselves in a situation, they might find themselves, you know, with an unwanted pregnancy. I just thought you're really influencing your family.
Yes, I hope so. Yeah.
I mean, Greg, do you remember having these conversations?
You know, my mom and dad didn't talk to me about a lot of stuff. And at church, I don't ever remember hearing about it. You know, I remember going to church camp, and that's kind of like the first time there was some real talk about issues that impact, per se.
I went to church camp, but I was just concerned about kissing the boys.
Who you're going to campfire with?
Yeah.
The campfire connection, right.
I'm not saying they didn't talk about important things, but I don't remember ever hearing about abortion or unwanted pregnancies.
I never heard a pro-life sermon until I preached one.
Hmm.
You know?
That's something.
And I'm not, I mean, there are people that are in my world that would say, you don't need to preach about it every year. Mm-hmm. You don't need to talk about it every year. You know, I had someone tell me one time, what about all the pro-choice Christians? They're going to be offended by what you say. Mm-hmm. That's a worldview problem in itself in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important for us to talk about the issues that impact it. You need to do it with grace. Mm-hmm. I've heard some pro-life messages that didn't help the cause. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. It was not a helpful 25-minute, 30-minute mm-hmm. exposition. But I think when it's done well, I think when it's full of grace and truth, that's the Jesus thing, mm-hmm. I think it creates conversation around the lunch table, possibly mm-hmm. afterwards, mm-hmm. you know, and allows you to really have some important time helping prepare your children. You know, I'm in the season. My kids are gone. You know, and now I'm still in their life. Mm-hmm. But the idea of really being able to influence that season, you know, it's shifted over in a lot of ways. Yeah. So yeah. I think it's important stuff.
Well, yeah, last year, Ava's in FCA and they donated a basket for the silent auction. And yeah. I thought it was just such a great way to bring that topic.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're lucky and happy that they have FCA in the school. We are talking about Jesus in the school, mm-hmm. but even more, like right. even more so to talk about something that, you know, there's a lot of people don't want to talk about. And I mean, I feel like especially her, she's so proud of me for doing this because, you know, a lot of people, it is just easier if you want to be a well-liked person or, you know, popular, whatever, it's easier just to be quiet on subjects like that. And so, I think this is probably the thing that I've done that she is most proud of because, I mean, she's also very, you know, passionate about it. Mm-hmm. So
that's awesome.
And I also think, just to say quickly, like, I will also discuss this with my boys because that is one thing I just never understand it. Yes, if it ultimately can come down to being the woman's choice, but they got there with a man.
Right,
so,
right. That's simple biology.
Yeah. And so right. I want, you know, my boys to be aware of these consequences and these, you know, important, you know, factors when they make those.
Well, kudos
choices.
To you. Absolutely. Because I think it's a trickle down thing that, you know, I just think whatever Ava's going to face when she gets to college and friends that she's going to meet, it may be something where she drives somebody up here and says, Mom, this person needs help. You just never know.
So. Yeah.
You just never know.
Absolutely.
So, well, let's talk about what you were talking about before break, how the difference between 2024 and 2023. What's the difference, Mariah?
Yeah. So last year we were, and I think many, many ministries were struggling financially. Mm-hmm. We were, just unsure of a lot of things and really looking at our numbers. And I think three things really changed things for us. We're doing, you know, like Greg said, nobody in a nonprofit is ever like, oh, we are just rolling.
We don't need any more money.
Right.
We're good.
Right. There's always ebbs and flows, always. But I think three things. One, prayer. Our board and our staff and our team were really intentional to pray and to really look at our finances and say, are we spending this how God wants us to? And are we being wise with our finances? Two, we've really focused on building relationships with churches.
Yeah.
And so many of our churches have stepped up and said, you know, we'll support monthly or we'll give an extra $10. And I, like, it's funny to think, but if everybody who gives monthly now would give 10 extra dollars
what
a month,
an impact.
What an impact, right? Yeah. So our individual monthly giving went from covering 30% of our monthly, you know, the things that we need to do at the clinic, our expenses, to 40% in a year.
And that's huge.
And that's huge. Yeah. I mean, it's just huge to see people step up and say, we care about this. And I think the third thing is just that we were honest, right? If we're not honest about where we're at, if we're not honest about what we need, people can't meet that need. So we were just honest, like, hey, this is what's going on. Very, very open about it, that we're struggling financially and this is the need and this is how you can meet it. And people stepped up.
I left a board meeting. I can't remember what month it was. I was going to ask you off air, Daisha, but I remember thinking we're going to have to cut staff. We don't have an option. We're gonna have to cut staff.
Yeah.
And then the celebration was like massive. I mean, you had like three times the people that you had at previous celebrations, and it was very positive. And then Paul DeArmond got on his fundraising kick, and just but I think overall it was God opening the floodgates of blessing. And I agree with you. I think it started with prayer.
Yeah,
I think it started with the humility to say, I can't fix this. We can't fix this. We need you.
Right.
And man, what a difference a year makes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Friday night, April 26th,
yes.
I'm trying to fill, I told you yesterday too, I'm now trying to fill three tables.
I
so
love it.
Got a lot
yes,
of people that are excited to come.
Good.
But reach out to Mariah at the mm-hmm. Women's Care Clinic. Is yeah. that right? You guys can get people connected?
Oh, yeah.
What's the best way to do that?
Best way would just be to call us.
Okay.
So
right.
look us up, call us.
Okay.
We can get your name on a list.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. It's free.
Yeah.
You
will be challenged to consider a gift.
Yeah,
right, right.
But, I mean,
yeah.
come and learn. I tell people all the time, just come and learn.
Yeah.
It's an hour program. You
yeah.
hear a lot of great stories. Just come and learn about yeah. what we do.
Yeah. And I would just say to those of you that maybe you're out there and you're saying, I'm a pro-life Christian, but I haven't really leaned into the ministry of the Women's Care Clinic. This is a great night to come mm-hmm. out. No strings attached.
Yeah.
Come listen. I think you'll be hooked. I think you'll mm-hmm. be moved.
Yeah.
But the other thing you've done a great job of is trying to reach out to churches and say, hey, I'm available. And I
yes.
can come
yes.
and I can speak, or I can come and answer questions, or I can come to a mission meeting. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really a powerful mm-hmm. reality as well.
Yeah.
So
I'll be at one this Sunday, yeah. actually.
Are you really?
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Can you say
yeah.
where or not?
I'll be in Westville.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, that's
Christ.
Great.
Yep.
Good deal.
Very excited.
Well, we've got about 4 minutes left, and I want to shift the conversation a little bit. So last year, I was in Colorado getting ready to climb a mountain,
yeah.
and I got to eat breakfast with you and
yeah.
Chris before we did that.
The timing just worked out.
Yeah,
that
you guys were there
crazy.
For like a chiropractor thing
we were.
Or conference,
yeah,
would be,
we
right?
The first end of our trip, we decided to do a little bit of exploring, and it just worked out. Well, I think
yeah.
it started with Chris was going to do it with you guys.
Yeah.
But then
timing didn't
yeah.
work, right?
So it just happened to work out, and the whole thing did, which just felt like another God moment, because
yeah.
we had breakfast. We got to see you guys off.
Yep.
You know, literally drove up to watch you guys take those first
you did.
Steps up.
Yep.
Got a few of you got some adjustments.
Well, that's
adjustments.
What I was going to say. My favorite moment is Chris is adjusting Toby
mm-hmm.
in the parking lot
yep.
of the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And we're like covering, you know, so that
yeah.
there's no people coming up. But
and
that's
then,
a chiropractor right there that's
yeah.
saying whatever it takes, mm-hmm. man.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Then the absolute craziest part is there are several ways you can get to the top.
Pikes Peak, yeah.
You can drive, right?
You can, yeah.
You can
yeah.
drive and you can take a train, or you can do what these
hike.
Crazy guys
yeah,
did
right,
and
right.
hike. But we didn't think we were going to even make it to the top. We didn't think we were going to fit that into
yeah.
our plan. But last minute, he got a train ticket for us to go up, the only one that was available.
Yeah.
As we're literally getting to the summit, I
yeah.
looked down and I was like, there is Ben. And I was like, Chris, I'm serious. I
yeah.
think they're here.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out if the timing would work.
Yeah.
The train only leaves you there for
right. You're not there long, right?
30,
yeah.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we watched
yeah.
them
yeah.
get the summit. We watched
yeah.
them come up from the trenches of that mountain.
It was fun.
And
was
we
good
got
times.
To be there to celebrate. And he also
yep.
then started adjusting.
He did. That's right. That's
but
right.
We were there, and just what a moment like that.
So here's the question, ladies: should mm-hmm. we climb a mountain this summer? What do
no,
you think?
I think no.
Now, Mariah, are you a hiker? You're
I
a hiker.
I love hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on my list to do a 14er either this summer
wow.
or next.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
the two of you.
Chris is doing a 14er.
Well, there
summer.
We go.
Stephanie, you hiked
yeah.
yesterday, right? Didn't
I
you
said
tell me?
I hiked a little hill in my neighborhood.
Perfect.
Treating.
Yeah.
No.
Well, hey, if
no.
hiking a mountain is not your thing, we could do what Russ Cook did. Russ Cook is known as the hardest geezer.
Yeah.
He is from London, and he did a run across Africa.
Oh, wow.
10,000 miles, 11 months.
Wow.
Was robbed at one point
mm-hmm.
in Angola,
oh,
but he raised over $800,000 for a ministry to homeless African teens.
Wow.
And I think that's inspiring. Now,
it
I don't
is.
Have a year to take off, but that would be pretty cool to
yes.
To journey across
yeah.
Africa.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll consider doing that instead.
I'm sure Chris would, but I will consider being your support system. I will prepare meals. I will take photos. I will cheer you on.
That sounds pretty good.
I love nature, but
yeah.
I would rather, you know, sit in a comfy chair outside and read.
Now, Steph, you've been yeah. to Africa, right?
Yep.
And that's quite an experience, isn't it?
Yep.
A little warm.
Yep. I don't
yep.
know how the guy did it.
Yeah, we were in Ivory Coast,
mm-hmm.
and we were there in the good time of the year to be there, and it was like 92
mm-hmm.
every
wow.
day, sweltering. Yeah,
yeah.
So, but Russ Cook, props to him.
Maybe you should
him.
Just start in America.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
You could walk across America.
Maybe.
There we
I
go.
Could.
I don't know.
There you go. Well, hey, we're out of time. We've got 45 seconds left. So, Daisha and Mariah, thank you for all that you do. Thanks for the Women's Care Clinic. One more time. Celebration is?
April 26th. It's a Friday at Crossroads Church in Danville.
Yeah, and reach out to me. Reach out to Mariah. Mm-hmm. We'll get you plugged in. It's going to be a great time. This Sunday, don't miss Second Church. All five venues. Jermaine Wilson from Prison Fellowship, the mayor of Leavenworth, Kansas, is going to be with us. You will be inspired. And next week, Dale Daniel is going to be back with us talking about the Core Reentry program that's unfolding here in Danville. So on behalf of Stephanie and our friends Daisha and Mariah, and of course, Garrett, the Eclipse expert, this is Greg saying thanks for listening to Direct Line. We'll catch up with you next week, and we'll see you Sunday in church. Have a great day.